listen to this show regularly, you'll know Doctor Who writer Russell T. Davis and fellow Doctor Who chief Julie Gardner have been sending us regular radio postcards from LA. That isn't, was it Ted earlier said, is LA Los Angeles or Lower Abasor? It is Los Angeles. They're letting us know how they're getting on as they set up a new life.
Doctor Who himself, David Tennant, joins them today for the second of two specials with the outgoing Time Lord, with news that's likely to fan the flames of speculation about a big movie role in the pipeline.
Hello, Dad. It's Julie in Los Angeles.
Hello, Dad. It's Russell in Los Angeles.
Hello, Dad and Mum. It's Eros in Los Angeles.
Hello, Dad. You're not listening to this. You're in Scotland, but it's David in Los Angeles.
Do they not have the radio in Scotland?
They don't have Radio Wales. More's the pity.
They have Radio Scotland, I would imagine.
They have Radio Scotland,
once again,
exactly.
We are joined today by Sir David Tennant.
Hello.
And hey. Doctor Who of this parish, and Eros Lynn, the director of Doctor Who and Torchwood. They have not yet left America.
No.
So, David and Eros, where are we and why are we here?
We're in Pasadena, in the hills of Los Angeles, yeah. For the TV Critics Circle panels, which is when we come and sell our show to the people of America.
Yeah, it's a chance for sort of all the critics from around the various states to come and basically stockpile lots of interviews and previews for the fall season, I think they call it.
So, David, the surprise to me is that you're actually here, because I know that you were given the keys to a hire car and a sat-nav.
Oh, yeah, me and the freeways, we're very familiar now.
Oh, come on. What's that?
Do you know, driving in Los Angeles, although it's on the other side of the road, which takes a bit of a mental adjustment, but because the roads are so much bigger and wider, and they give you lots of warning when you're turning left and right, as long as you keep the mantra in your head, keep to the right, keep to the right, keep to the right, keep to the right, it's sort of fine. The freeways are a little bit more white-knuckle, I'll be honest with you, and you sort of get on and they rattle along at quite a pace, and people don't really indicate as they swing across lanes and things like that.
I think you could easily get on the freeway and get trapped, because you can never merge off-right.
Yes.
It's impossible to change lane.
I think there are people who've been driving around for 10 years.
Yeah.
Gridlock.
But no, I managed to drive on the freeways from West Hollywood to Pasadena, and I'm terribly proud of myself.
And what have you been doing prior to that? Because did you not do something a bit mad this week?
I had my first ever Hollywood audition yesterday. Yeah.
Did they make you take your shirt off?
No. It wasn't that kind of film.
That's a shame.
Now, the terrible thing is, I've been very spoiled in Britain for the last few... I haven't done an audition. The last audition I think I did was for you guys for Casanova in 2004.
Oh, wow.
2004, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
nervous? You get spoiled. I was nervous. I was fine until... they were all very nice. They were all very nice people. And I went to this room and I found the place and I had to get past a security guard who wanted to see some ID. I said, I've not brought any ID. I didn't realise that was something you needed to do to come for an audition.
You could have a copy of Doctor Who magazine.
Well, exactly. That butters no parsnips here. I got to this room and this very lovely casting director, who it turns out was a fan of Casanova. You see, it's all serendipitous. And she got me in and that was all very nice. It's for quite a big Hollywood film, you know. I won't get it, but it was for quite a big Hollywood film. But it's like in Britain, in just a scabby little room at the end of a corridor somewhere. So anyway, I get brought into this room, which is not big. You know, it's probably 15 foot square. And there's this rather big Hollywood director, I won't say who in case I get sued, this casting director standing behind a camera, an actor who's reading in the other parts, and two women, I don't know who they were. I go in, they're all sitting, facing, and I'm in the other end of the room, and there's nowhere to sit down. So I walk in, fine, I think, I guess we're just going straight to read some scenes. But no, they want to chat. And they're all sitting, lounging in these chairs, and I'm thinking, I don't, should I stand? Do I lean against the wall? Do I squat on the floor?
Yeah, so what did you do?
I sort of tried to lean casually against the wall, like this is what I always do. But it was fine. But then I started getting quite nervous. I thought, it's been a long time since I've been in this position. It takes a bit of getting used to it again.
Yeah. And then what happened? Did you just read?
We read some scenes and then he went, just go off script.
Oh, no.
Jinx, I've got to improvise now.
Improvise.
And of course, because, you know, it's a Hollywood script, so they won't give you the part. You don't actually know what you're reading. You've had a few sides. You're having to intuit from a few lines what this character may be or what his story might be. So you're then having to improvise around this character's life about which you know nothing and about which you're invited to know nothing. It was sort of all right. I mean,
that
was fine.
Terrifying.
Do you know what? You should have taken your shirt off. I'm right.
Yeah.
It's Hollywood.
I'm sure that wouldn't have
been. That's why I moved out here. So that actors would take their shirts off, frankly. It's what it's all about. Well, Eros, meanwhile, was exploring the beach.
Oh, no. Hooray!
Taking his shirt off.
Exactly.
Yeah, very much so.
He's I naked did now. Take my shirt off.
Are you still, are you still senior trainer in Cardiff?
I am, yeah.
Ben.
Doing
so you've got well, I'm missing shirt off these days.
Except when we got to the beach, I'd forgotten to bring any suntan lotion. So I went into the nearest shop and bought a very cheap pot of suntan lotion because it was the only one there. Lathered myself in it and last night realised that there was a reason why it was very cheap. It didn't work. I've got big hand marks all over my belly.
Are they mine? Have you checked?
It's very deep fingerprints.
But Venice Beach is very lovely because obviously that's where Muscle Beach is, where with lots of open air gyms.
What is Muscle Beach exactly?
Well, it's an open air gym where people go dressed in the skimpiest of clothes to lift weights and show off.
Culture and showing off in the sunlight. It's quite normal there, isn't it? It's not remarkable actually when you walk past. You go, yeah, fair enough. If you look like that, that's what you do.
I think in Los Angeles, you have to be either a size zero or the male equivalent, which is incredibly muscular, or you have to be 25 stone. What they don't seem to have is anyone in the middle.
Right.
I mean, do you find that, Russell?
I know what you mean. Yes, it's all or nothing.
It's like you've got to commit one way or the other to either a massive eating disorder and a love of buttermilk pancakes, or you have to be jogging on the beach at 5 a.m. every single day.
And you can sort of see that in the menus, can't you? It's huge, great big burgers and chips or egg white tofu, omelette. Nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it's there. It's
but the portions are vast.
Mm.
Oh.
And I hate wasting food. My Scottish Presbyterian upbringing really does not allow for it. And yet it's difficult not to here because you would be the size of a house in minutes.
But I wonder if that's doggy bag culture because everyone here takes stuff home.
And now you'll be returning home, bless you, leaving us here.
Leaving us to talk about chicken sausages, which is our favourite topic.
David, you will tune into the radio postcard because, of course, you can get this on the iPlayer.